It's the beginning of hour number two here on Sunday morning on Robin Hood Radio. That means it's time to bring in Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. That is Willie's site where he blogs and also lists the chronological calendar of events that are fundraisers and that are all somehow, some way sports related as well. And Willie joins us. We take a look at this every week. Good morning, Willie. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Marshall. As always, thanks for having me on. I have more of the usual. I've got some calendar items, some updates, and whatnot. Well, let's get to it. Today, some of the events I'm going to be talking about are ongoing. I've spoken of them before. They're events that have changed to a virtual format with the pandemic and all of that, and they're giving their participants time to run or bike these events on their own. So instead of being on a specific day, oftentimes they're allowing a month to do it. So today is one of those. The Connecticut FKT Running Challenge continues. That goes through the 22nd of September, and that's a virtual ongoing event where runners use Connecticut trails. They're long 15-mile-plus trails. They can register and win medals and so forth, but you can find the details and links at Sporting a Cause. Also, the Josh Billings Runaground, the 44th edition of that, has turned virtual, and the same holds true. It was meant for a certain day, but now they're letting people run these triathlon events wherever they can, whenever they can, through the 13th. There's registration for that, too. You can get a T-shirt, but all these registration, they're trying to make the events as normal as possible in this abnormal world. And that's why instead of just running on your own and making believe you're at the event, they're trying to capture as much of the feel for the event and the cause that's related to it as possible. So you can register, there are strategies to give them your times and distances and things like that, and get a T-shirt and pay your dues and support the cause. And everybody's doing the best they can. Today also, just to throw it in, the Indy 500 is running, but without fans. That's going to seem strange for everybody, I'm sure. And then Saturday the 29th, we'll move up to there, the annual Run for Uns 5K. It's an odd name, but it's a 5K fundraiser that was organized in memory of Chris Unsworth, who was apparently a very well-loved cross-country coach up in the Monument Mountain High School up in Great Barrington. And their race is being, it only started last year. That was the first year. This year, it's running virtually. Now, for September 1st through the 30th, the Great Cycle Challenge. It's another one of these ongoing events. It's a bicycling event. It was actually virtual to begin with. It's one of those events where bicyclists ride as many miles, log as many miles as they can in the over a month's time, and raise funds in the meantime. And they're raising money for the Children's Cancer Research Fund. And that's September 1st through the 30th. Now, September 3rd through the 7th is the historic festival Labor Day weekend at Lime Rock Park. And I read this stuff over a lot because some of the elements I thought on the website were a little confusing. So, Marshall, you can weigh in. I know that this has always been a big deal for Robin Hood Radio. It's Thursday through Monday of the Labor Day weekend. Thursday is the parade that, of vintage race cars that is always held on the first day of that event. It's a 17-mile event, 100 vehicles. It winds through the towns, and in the past has always ended up in the middle of Falls Village, where they all park. It becomes a car show. There's vendors and so forth. The parade is happening, but the gathering afterwards is not. The parade is going to, again, go its normal route, but end up back at Lime Rock Park instead of stopping in Falls Village. It's too bad because that was a great time. You know, SWASA personnel always parked the cars, and large throngs of people would show up, and it was always a party atmosphere. It was always fun, but that part of it, sadly, like so many others, has gone away. Now, if I understand correctly, the Friday's a practice day. Saturday and Monday are racing, and those will be non-spectator events. And Sunday, in between there, that concourse, that very popular event where people come and look at cars and so forth, will be open to the public. Did I get that correct?
As far as you know, it's open to the public, but there's only a limited number of tickets, and the tickets are available through Lime Rock Park. So it's not going to be like it was before. You're just not going to be able to show up and go to the concourse. You're going to have to get tickets through Lime Rock Park because there's only a limited number of tickets that's going to be available for that.
Okay, well, thank you. That's important to know. So recapping that, Thursday the parade is on, the gathering afterwards is not. The Friday practice, Saturday and Monday racing will be held, but not for spectators. And Sunday, the concourse will be open in a limited way to the public. So, there's a lot on their website, on the Lime Rock Park website. So, go to there for ticket prices and so forth. I should note that the Trans Am Speed Tour Classic at Lime Rock Park, it was postponed from Memorial Day to October 18th. And for now, at least, it looks like spectators will be able to go to that, at least for now. But as we know, things can change in an instant. That's the calendar for the near future. A couple of updates. The Canaan VFW Golf Tournament has been canceled. Normally it's held in the middle of September, and it would have been its 30th year. I know Mo Spadassini, who has organized it forever, lamented the fact that they couldn't get that 30th year in, and they just couldn't pull it off. Golf tournaments can be difficult when they're postponed because there are only certain days that are available at country clubs, and a lot of moving parts, and it just wasn't feasible. And they always raise and have raised over hundreds of thousands of dollars for scholarships for Region 1 students. They'll be back next year. The Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk has announced that it is going. It will be held, but it'll be done virtually. This will be the 37th year for that, and they always get a lot of people. They typically draw over 500 participants to that. Many of them are secondary school students from Hotchkiss and Salisbury and Indian Mountain School and Housatonic. And they raised like $40,000 last year. Hope to raise $45,000 this year. They feed hungry people. I mean, it never is a cause more important than it is today, because more and more people are in need. They're food deficient, and 25% of the proceeds always stay right in the area and are just distributed among the local food banks, and 75% goes worldwide. And people are asked, this is another one, they have a week to do their walk. They're asked to walk anytime, anywhere from the 21st of September to the 27th. And the Trinity Episcopal Church in Lime Rock is a sponsor. You'll be able to go to Sporting a Cause. I haven't got this update on my website yet, but I will in the next day or so, to get registration information and strategies for raising money.
You know, I want to inject here, the Sharon Classic Road Race has also gone virtual this year.
It has.
Okay. They just can't run it the other way. It's a very popular race with a lot of runners.
Oh, it certainly is, yeah.
So now it's going to be virtual between September 26th and October 4th. Okay. All proceeds will benefit the Sharon Daycare Center. You have to register online at sharonclassic.org/register, and you will receive a race bib. Now, if you register by September 10th, you'll have a custom bib with your name on it, and they'll run it virtually this year for the first time. I think the race is now. This is the 35th annual.
We've talked about that. It's like so many, and I remember it was supposed to be like May 5th or something, that weekend. Yep. Early. It's one of the first races of the season. And when they put it off to September, I'm sure everybody was sure, okay, by the end of the summer, we'll be good to go again. But that's not the way things have worked out, and they're not the only one. Thank you for for bringing that up. I'll get the details and get that up on my website, too. Another update is the Walk to Defeat ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease. They decided to go virtual. This is an event that was, it's a walk-a-thon format that's always been held on the walkway over the Hudson, but they've gone virtual. So you walk wherever you want. They've got a lot of money to raise. They typically raise $200,000 a year. It's a big event for them. They've raised $12,000 so far, but they've got a ways to go. And my blog this week was about ALS, and I talk about a young lady, Nicole Roy, who grew up in Lakeville, and she participates in the fundraiser every year, and she's looking to raise money. Her father passed away from ALS. He was a good friend of mine. It's a hideous disease, like so many other diseases, there's this urgency to raise money to find the cause and find the cure. And that's about it for updates, Marshall. I wanted to talk with you for a second about, in Connecticut, this affects Connecticut schools, the CIAC, the governing body of sports, has delayed again its decision about how to deal with sports, the fall sports. And I'm not sure, you follow it a lot closer than I do and know more about it. I know that there have been delays and football teams and soccer, everybody's, you know, just hanging on this decision, and I would not want to be a decision maker in this world at all. You know, schools are having their challenges in trying to figure out how to open schools for kids, whether it's a hybrid form or in person or remote or whatever. And of course, sports are the same way. So, the high school sport situation is important to me for my website because so many events throughout the year. That are sports-related fundraisers are actually generated by school teams. They're holding a varsity versus alumni basketball game, for example, to raise money for something, or a volleyball team is raising money for breast cancer, or hockey team is playing a game against one of their rivals to raise money for the food banks. It goes on. It's probably the largest category school-related events that I have. And along with sports themselves, these fundraisers are in jeopardy. So, I ask you, because you follow the whole sports scene much more closely than I do, what your take is on, do you think sports will even happen this fall? It just seems like the delays keep going. You delay long enough and you don't have to worry about it anymore because it's too late.
I think certain sports will happen this fall. I'm not sure which ones. I think if football happens in the state of Connecticut, it will be springtime football. I think it'll be totally flip-flopped. I also think that girls' volleyball starts fairly early as well, I think, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I think what happened was the CIAC came out and they were going to start. Then the Connecticut Department of Health said, whoa, no. So now, coming up on August 29th, the CIAC has delayed all sports until August 29th. Before that time, they will get together with the Department of Health in Connecticut and decide what they're going to do. I do believe that the early sports will be affected the most. And like I said, if you've got a football program, I probably think that's going to be put off until the springtime. And we already know there's no Thanksgiving football this year, which is like saying there's no night football in Texas. You know, it's a real big thing.
Sure.
But I think all sports are in jeopardy right now. And the reason I say that is I've had numerous conversations with our new superintendent, Lisa Carter, who's doing just an amazing job here in Region 1, considering she's taking over in this crisis. And as much as the schools plan, as much as the athletic departments plan, everything is at the whim of the Department of Public Health in the state of Connecticut. All the openings are set for schools in Region 1, the way they're going to be held. And the Region 1 middle school program, which was going to be brand new this year, they have decided to postpone this indefinitely simply because whatever they set up and plan is out of their control. So I would think that when we go back to school and we see what happens in the first month of school with COVID-19 and with the flu and with the health issues, will really dictate what happens to sports, not only in the fall, but in the wintertime as well. And I just think everybody has to, as much as they hate to fly by the seat of their pants, they have to do that, because even though the schools are reopening, as Lisa Carter has said to me, anything can change in a second. There are so many different plans that are out there on the table if and when COVID-19, somebody comes sick in schools and things like that. So I just think that it's a terrible way for athletes, because athletes have to train. It's not just even high school athletes, folks, and grammar. You have to train and you have to be fairly proficient in what you want to do before you start a season. And I can't see it happening in the fall. And I hope I'm wrong, but I just wish the athletes hang in there and practice on their own home, keep in shape on their own, and hopefully sometime we'll be able to start. But it really doesn't look too good right now. But the CIAC is going to make a determination on the 29th, and it's going to be interesting to see what their determination is and then what the State of Connecticut Health Department says about that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of heartbreak all over the place for all kinds of reasons. That's just one more example of it. So let's pray.
That's all you can do right now, is just hope that actually this thing, because Connecticut has done a good job in getting it under control, but you just never know. You don't know.
Yep. Well, to be continued, Marshall.
All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.